Blog Talk Radio.
Praise and thanks. Mojuba Akoda, Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Oje Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe,
Ashe, Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of July 2013. And right now we have suspended our Sunday conference calls, but you're more than welcome to reach out to us at area code 513-365-4764, 513-365-4764. 4764. You also can reach us via our email address at signthe times19@gmail.com. That is also our PayPal address should you wish to make your $10 monthly contribution to Sign of the Times. We definitely would appreciate it. Please feel free to do that via PayPal. And again, our address to be able to do that via email is signothetimes19@gmail.com. Tonight we have the honor and pleasure of having Brother Blacksmith join us, who is very, educated and experienced with watching the current political climate in not only our nation, but around the world. The global economy is a real and legitimate thing. It's not, the economy is not solely based on what happens to the U.S. dollar, even though the U.S. dollar is important when it comes to trade and when it comes to commerce. It is not the only a resource that's available out there to us to be able to do business with. So we're going to see some very interesting things happening. Over. That's my granddaughter, y'all. She said hi, everybody. There are going to be some very interesting things happening here over the next year or so, especially after President Obama leaves office. There are people who are chomping at the bit for the last day that he is president of this so-called United States of America Corporation. So hang out with me for a little bit. I'm going to give Brother Black a few minutes to call in. He is running a little bit behind. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for tuning in. This is Queen Tahira. You're listening to Sign of the Times. We'll be right back.
I told all y'all before, we coming back for more, giving you more and more than what you bargained for. It's my main man, KRS-One, the Grandmaster Caz, my man, Kool Herc, and this is how it's getting down. You know me, the Chief Rocker Busy Bee. This flavor's going on and on and on and on.
Get up, what we slowing down for? Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. We got a whole nation to restore. Pick it up, pick it up. Open on the concept of vote and we begin the discussion by viewing democracy. People power, a people rule philosophy. Democracy is a system of government where the whole population is the sum of it, where the government can't move without its people, where before the law everybody's equal. But take a look at the police and how they treat you. Take a look at these corporations that cheat you. Democrats and Republicans are all see-through. Now we're voting for the lesser of two evils. Man, don't let them deceive you. This is an autocracy, not a democracy. But to call us a democracy without my interest in the laws of society, that's called hypocrisy. Get up, what we slowing down for? Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. We got a whole nation to restore. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. We gotta really love each other more. Pick it up, yeah.
Most important is that we don't get caught up in emotional politics. As a black man in the United States, I can feel the emotion. I can feel the emotion of having a black first family in office. Like, for instance, Barack Obama, when we say a black person in office, we got to ease back, because for the first time we really have an African American actually in office. To call him black is a disrespect to his mother, and I don't think that's fair. He comes from a biracial family, and that should be respected. I, more than anybody, am ecstatic over the fact that at least the racial barrier in the White House has been broken. But now let's get down with the truth. The truth. After we leave the emotionalism alone for a minute, what do we as Americans should be looking out for? How should we be getting prepared for what's about to come? Just because we have an African-American president doesn't mean that he's not going to continue the Bush agenda. I'm not dissing anybody, but a politician is a politician. And if I could say one thing to all people in the United States, it's this. America has broken its own rules, has broken its own laws. It's time for the citizenry of the United States to actually follow its own laws. If we stay steadfast to the Constitution, at least we won't be hit so hard with that global agenda. Here's what we were talking about the other day. If you really want to see what black governance is like, take a look at the mayors of major cities. When the cities were in power, we couldn't be the mayors. It's when the cities lost power, they put in black mayors. When the states had power, we couldn't be governors. But then when the states lose power, we got senators, governors, African-American senators and governors. Now the nation has lost power. The dollar has lost power. The world is global. Now you can get a black president because it doesn't matter. It's global now. So the real issue is this. Are you going to allow this system to tempt you into their prisons, into their job, into their psyche? Follow your purpose. This is what will defeat it all. If you're on your purpose, even death respects purpose. That's why I'm here, because I'm on my purpose. You don't think they hear me every day? You don't think they hear Alex Jones every day? You don't think they just heard? You don't think the FBI was out there right now? But you know what? They can't do nothing to a person who stands with the truth. Because I forgot who said it, but I'll quote it. It's a saying that says, what a disadvantage it is to only be able to die for your country one time. The concept is this. Don't get caught up. I said it on stage. They put a black face on the New World Order. And now we all happy. KRS ain't buying it. I never been a voter. This year I voted. Why did I vote? Because I want to be able to critique. That's why I voted. I didn't vote for Bush. I didn't vote for my...
Well, you had to repudiate Bush. That's why I said...
Nah. Even if I voted for Bush, he still was going to be... If I didn't vote or did vote, he still was going to be the president. And this is the point. This is the point.
They controlled it before, why would they let go now?
Boom!
I mean,
wait a minute. Wait. Here it is. If they controlled it before, what makes you think they're not controlling it now? The country was on a verge of revolution. They threw a black man up. Now we like this. Don't get caught up. Now, I say this respectfully, because Barack Obama, I don't know the man. I don't know his agenda, but I know mine. Let's see if our agendas match. I stand with Dr. King. I stand with Malcolm X. I stand with the Black Panther Party. I stand with the Weathermen. I stand with the BLA. Now, see, I don't know if my president can stand with that. But if my president frees Mumia Abdul-Jabbar, maybe he'll get my eye up. If my president could release political prisoners, maybe my eye will go up. If my president can stop ignoring police misconduct, maybe my eye will go up. But I'm not hopeful on that one.
The other issue mentioned here is that the point is they make it all about him. Thank you.
right. And let me say this. Nature has a way of perfecting itself. This time, if they try to assassinate the president, I don't think it'll work. In fact, it may happen, but the ones who do it will finally be exposed. The concept is this. If Barack is true to the people, there will be some opposition. If there is opposition, we the people are the ones who are going to have to fight, not him. The real issue is, we used to say, which side are you on? Which side are you on? I'm not on the emotional side. I'm not on this black side, white side. I don't know what that is. I got black police officers shooting at me every day. I got black senators that want to keep me in poverty. I don't know what that is. But I know what the truth is. The truth come out of anybody's mouth. The truth don't have no color. The truth is that people are hurting. The truth is that they trying to turn us into China. The truth is we're in so much debt that the only way out is revolution or war. So now the question is, what side are you on?
Democracy only happened one time in European history. Now keep this in mind. It was practiced in Athens overseas in 508 BC by Cleisthenes. Citizens would get together on a hillside and decide how and if they was gonna ride. But in 322 BC, here's what happened. Alexander of Macedon conquered Athens. And that was the end of democracy, where the people had a say in their society. Today, we got to get more knowledge and learn about the function of the Electoral College. It doesn't matter who you vote for today. The Electoral College has the last say, but that's another day. Here's what I came to say. Rise up! Get up. What we slowing down for? Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. We got a whole nation to restore. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. We got to really love each other more.
Peace and blessings, everybody. This is Queen Chai. Here you're listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. We are waiting on Brother Black to join us. And Brother Black, if you are on the line, please push 1 so that I can bring you in queue. I'd like to share with you all an article on Brother Black's blogspot page. His blogspot page is titled Black, the number 2, Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A, .blogspot.com. And this article is dated January 19th. And the title is The Revolution Against the Dollar Continues. There is a systematic effort underway to remove all fraud from the world's financial system. This campaign is now getting to the point where some major financial institutions and countries, including the U.S. corporate government, are about to go bankrupt. This is all part of a hybrid war involving finance, supercomputers, special forces operations, news, propaganda, pinpoint assassinations, and more. Perhaps the most dramatic and underreported new aspect of what this ongoing struggle has been, the freeze on global shipping. To confirm reports on the internet of a shipping freeze, this writer called NYK Lines, a major international shipping firm, and was told, "We cannot speak for the whole world, but as far as our company is concerned, with current shipping prices, we will lose money every time we send a ship, so we have stopped." Chinese government sources told this newsletter shipping companies are now demanding to be paid in Chinese yuan and not dollars, and that is a major reason for the freeze in shipping worldwide. If this continues, it will lead to empty supermarket shelves and social unrest, especially in the U.S. The announcement last week by Walmart that it is closing 269 stores is just the beginning. Another major dimension to this hybrid war has been the attack on the oil cartel and control of the petrodollar. It is this attack and not oversupply that is the real reason for oil prices plunging to the $20 per barrel level. And in the case of bitumen, the lowest grade Canadian oil, $8 a barrel. What is happening is that China is insisting on paying with yuan for its oil. Furthermore, now that sanctions against Iran have ended, Iran, which has some of the lowest production costs in the world, will be flooding the market with an extra million barrels of oil per day. China is helping both Iran and peace, everybody. Blog Talk sucks. And the sooner we can get our own media source, the better. because I just got booted off. So after that, I hope you heard the gist of the article that I read by Brother Black. And again, it is on his Blogspot page. And the address, the internet address for that is black2Africa, A-F-R-I-K-A, .blogspot.com. And the date is January the 19th. I believe Brother Black is on the air. Please give me a second, Brother Black, because I'm going to have to boot the studio back up and get you back in. So thank you, everybody, for your patience. And I apologize that Blog Talk sucks, but there's only so much I can do about it. The bigger picture, though, is that we get to communicate with one another, and that's the only reason why I'm still trying to hang in here with Blog Talk until something better comes along. So thank you for your patience, and hold tight for me. Peace, Brother Black, can you hear me? All right, this page is still buffering, y'all. Sit tight for me. Peace,
can you hear me?
Brother Black.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right, let's go. You ready?
All right. I hope the listeners were able to hear the majority of the article. Excellent piece, by the way, Brother Black. Thank you for being here tonight, and thank you for sharing your knowledge and experience with us.
Right. Thank you. But listen, on a real, I didn't write that article. It was written by a guy named Ben Fulford. He writes about this stuff. Supposedly, he's a member of the Rothschild family and went rogue, and he doesn't like the stuff that they're doing, too, something like that. You know, he's supposedly from one of those families. And he's telling basically, you know, he has a lot of connections and contacts that know what's going on and so on and so forth. I believe a lot of what he says, but not all of it. So, but in this case, you know, what you read, you know, we're seeing it. So, I mean, whether you believe in him or me or anybody else, you know, I believe that a lot of stuff is happening concurrent to what he's saying. So I trust him enough to quote and to, repost his article.
Ashe, I mean, that's true with just about everything, especially considering we're kind of the last ones to hear and too often rely on mainstream media. But I also saw the same thing that you saw, and I shared a little bit of that information with you, I guess it's about a week ago now, where they showed pictures of the ships, and where they were in relation to they had normally been in transit with, you know, merchandise, supplies, or whatever. And the majority of these ships are docked. I mean, there's no denying that they're docked, but the reasoning behind them being docked, you know, I guess one can choose to decipher what information is out there and make the best out of what's available to them. But it's very alarming, Brother Black, and, you know, I don't know what it's going to mean for us, but all I know is that you know, for those who prep, we need a network because the people are going to be spying on us while we get over this hurdle phase, I guess, of what's coming next. So tell us, you know, what you learned and tell us what you foresee as far as, you know, the current economic situation here in the U.S.
Well, as we see, it's about to get crazy. Let me go a little bit before that. We've been seeing in the media that the markets are recovering and, you know, unemployment is at an all-time low, but there's asterisks to put to these things because the market is not recovering. I don't know if you were aware, maybe 2 weeks ago, and if you have access, and I invite the audience to do so as well, so that nobody says that I'm making stuff up or something like that. But maybe about 2 weeks ago, right after Christmas, there was a report on the news wires talking about how Apple was going to reduce shipping phones and so on and so forth because there, you know, there's too many out there, and you know, and the updates, I guess, are not happening fast enough. So when you go from a 6 to a 6S to a 6SI and all these other, you know, variations of 6s, I guess people are keeping their phones because, you know, they're not updating the phones fast enough and putting new bells and whistles on them for people to justify buying new ones. So that was a telling indicator because ever since Apple's been out, they've always been going forward. Another indicator is Chipotle. They had two outbreaks, one in November of last year and then another one in around right before Christmas, like mid-December. And McDonald's had announced late last year that they were going to close over 200 stores. Walmart's going to close 269. All of these, I saw an article in a New York paper a few days ago saying that the area of Soho, which is a, you know, touristy shopping district, has 500,000 square feet of empty retail space. Stores are closing down every day. So basically, the indicators are showing us that the economy is down and that, you know, we you know, look out for you. If no ships are going back and forth and there's no trade going on, then that means that the market is crashing every day, every day, every day. And the markets are crashing because led by China. China is backing their money by gold. So if you can't give the Chinese gold or silver or any precious metals or something, they don't want the dollar. And that's causing the dollar to slide because nobody wants it. It's because China's saying, okay, well, you want X amount of product, you got to buy it in our money. And if you can't buy our money, then we're not shipping you anything. So the presidents of China and Russia, Putin in particular, have cornered the market basically to the BRICS, which is Brazil, which is an acronym for Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. And between those five nations, they have 68% of the world's population, and they formed together to form a bank to rival the IMF and the World Bank, and they're beating the dog crap out of them because their money is backed by gold while the dollar is backed by oil. And we already know that the oil market is plunged. You can see that when you go buy gas now for under $2 a gallon, wherever you are in this country. Even in New York now, it's about at the $2 mark, and it's only sliding. Once it goes to $16 a barrel, that's it for the oil market. All of the big boys have already divested their money out of the oil market, big oil. So that's just a brief overview in the beginning. Maybe I talk too much. I'm going to let you ask a question or make a comment, and then we can continue.
Oh, I actually, you know, it puts things into perspective because a lot of folks have contributed that, it's just, you know, they want us to go out and spend Christmas money. They want us to go out and spend our tax money, which is true. You know, don't get me wrong. They do want folks to go out there and spend that money. But that's not the reason why the gas prices have, you know, basically gone down, at least 80 cents in my city here in Cincinnati. I'm not sure about other, you know, places around the U.S., but, you know, like you said, it's evidenced through the decrease in the oil and gas prices. So, you know, we really need to get, I guess, a wake-up call, if you will, on what that means to us as consumers. By the ships transporting goods, by the gas and oil prices plummeting, you know, how does that, how is that going to reflect back on us as consumers? And I yield.
Okay, well, how it reflects is basically the dollar, and this is a terminology that researchers use and historians and economists and people like that. The dollar is the only thing backing the dollar right now, because it's not backed by gold or silver or any precious metal, is basically oil. So it is the terminology used amongst those people who speak in geopolitical terms called petrodollars. So now that the United States, which, by the way, is 5% of the world's population and controls 25% of the resources, now that the dollar is not being backed by oil because there's so much of it out there, and no one's buying it from United States-based corporations, what are you backing this money with? What do we make anymore? We don't make anything. There's a brother named Azariah. He said that was the cracker's biggest mistake ever, was to outsource all the jobs, you know, where you call customer service agents, and now you're talking to India or China or, you know, various countries where they don't speak colloquial English. They speak proper English, and they're spelling your name wrong and all this and that. And when they outsourced all those jobs that we used to get, even though they were low-paying jobs, they were enough for us to sustain each other. And now that they've outsourced all those jobs, black people who are notoriously known for spending all their money don't have any money. So all of that money that you used to make working, even if it was a low-brow job, there's no money now out there that's circulating. So people are just buying what they need, which is basically food and paying rent.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no money out there because they created this system for that to happen. And the people in other countries who get paid maybe the equivalent of $30 to $40 a day, you know, they can live off of that, and they can live pretty good because their money is devalued because it's pegged to the dollar. So there's no money in the country because the people that rightfully should be making money enough to at least survive are not making it. And all the big people are divesting their money in all the stocks and bonds, and it's just creating a seller's market where why would you buy a stock that's worthless? It's all insider trading anyway, so they all know what's going to, you know, soar in value and when it's going to plummet in value. So, you know, all the big boys are just holding on to their chips, but Putin and the president of China have outsmarted the United States, because if you notice, the Mexican today, the Mexican money is crashing. The Nigerian money crashed last week. Indonesia stopped accepting payments in dollars. They had an earthquake last week, and a few other countries in Asia stopped accepting. Last year, the Swiss stopped accepting dollars. So where the Bank of International Settlements is, which is in Switzerland, Geneva, Switzerland. Now, if you have a court case settled if you have a case, if two countries or two mega corporations have a court verdict adjourned, excuse me, if they have a court verdict that's decided in one or the other's favor, the money is not going out. We're talking billions and trillions of dollars. That money is not being settled in dollars. It's being settled perhaps in whatever local currency those countries or corporations deal in. So who wants the dollar anymore? No one. And the Chinese and the Russians are at the forefront of destroying it, by destroying the oil the energy market per se. Let's not just use oil, the energy market. Because there is technology out there that Nikola Tesla invented when he was alive that it was never used, so that they could harness our energy into needing energy. And then they make you pay for it when it should be, like, you know, cheap. It shouldn't be profit. It shouldn't, you know, it shouldn't to be warm in a cold environment in your house or in, you know, your place of abode shouldn't cost the arm and the leg. Electricity should be, you know, you should just pay maintenance so that, you know, the lines are kept up and the wiring is, you know, up to date and so on and so forth, not to be run on a profit basis. And how they get a lot of more money out of you is they add all kind of taxes in there. Most of us don't read these bills. But if you read these bills, if your bill is like $40 a month, maybe $25 of it is in taxes. The rest is just for you to maintain the circuitry and the lines and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what's happening. They're taxing us to death. Most of us don't know that, so we just go about our day paying stuff. If you read the itemized bills of your, if you read the itemized, if you read your bill and the itemization of it, you'd be horrified.
Mm-hmm.
But especially now with online payments and stuff, most of us are not even looking at stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, you're
myself included. Hello?
We've been seeing a decrease in opportunities in, you know, our community, in the Black community, for decades. The mom and pop stores are no longer around. Like you said, the jobs, the entry level types of positions are very rare and few between. And even, you know, the restaurant jobs, as you know, confirmed with, you know, Walmart closing down so many facilities. The opportunities for us have been slowly but surely being taken away from us over the past few decades, including the educational resources, the trade programs, vocational programs, those things that exist that would give us a plan B, if you will. If plan A didn't work out, we'd have some skills to fall back on. So as the African community, we've been in survival mode a lot longer than other nationalities in this country. And so, Brother Black, with that, do you think, one, that has been done on purpose, and two, is there going to be a certain leveling of the playing field because the dollar has deteriorated so badly? And, you know, there's a big push now for, I think, those who are quote-unquote wealthy to sell everything. Do you think there's going to be an equilibrium, a balance that's going to be created by force? And is this the end result of the greed of parasitic capitalism that we've been bearing witness to, you know, since we were brought here in slavery? And I yield.
Right. Okay. Yeah, very important question, very lengthy answer. Let's start that question off by saying, last year, there was an article going around social media, you know, newspapers, you know, being reposted in various places that said that 80 people were worth what half the population of the world was worth. In 2010, that was 1,000 people. In 2016, today, I think the article came out yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, it said that 62 people are now worth what half of the world's population is worth. So if you're talking about 1%, you're not even talking about 1% in that case. You're talking about maybe 1/100th of 1% of people who own most of the wealth in the world. You can include the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Carnegies, Gettys, and some European families, on and on and on and on. They don't even control they control the money. So they determine what the money is worth, who gets what, so on and so forth. And what I'm saying to that is that there's a new world court presided over by a man named Dr. Hendel Henderson. I spoke about him last time I was on this last time we did this about a month ago. And he has a military that is 2 billion strong, and he is a part of the BRICS system, and the funding is going to be coming under a new fund, not from the Vatican, but from a 501c4 as opposed to a 501c3. And the 501c3 is going to be abolished. It's practically been abolished already, but we're still in the process of dismantling. And if you dissolve a corporate, a company, a corporation, anything like that, it takes time. So basically, as an entity, the West, not just the United States, but the West, has been put on notice and is on a two-week notice as far as resigning. The Pope already gave up the doctrine of discovery, meaning that any Europeans, Christians, could come out and go anywhere in the world and dominate the people under a papal bull, which was called the doctrine of discovery, which is started in Spain when Juan Carlos and his wife Isabella commissioned Columbus to come over here and kill whoever he finds and take whatever they had, which is gold and silver and so on and so forth. And then Cortez came with the Fountain of Youth. It just got crazy after that. So what I'm saying to you is that there will be people will be arrested. Hillary Clinton is about to be indicted. She's probably going to be the most high-profile person to be arrested in the beginning, and then the arrest will keep continuing, continue. There were two Khazars who are now in jail in New York. They were like big time. They're like one and two in New York politics. One name was Sheldon Silver. He was the assemblyman of New York State, and another one was called Skelos. I don't remember his first name. And they're now in prison because they presided over a lot of corrupted stuff. Last week, before Governor Cuomo gave his State of the State address, he was cleared the day before of any wrongdoing in that stand. But he had started an investigation and then closed it down. But I'm sure his time is coming, too. His father used to be the governor before, I think in the 80s and early 90s. So a lot of things is coming down, and people will be arrested, and they will be jailed, and so on and so forth. But to me, a lot of them know when that time comes, they're going to just, you know, put a silver bullet in their head or take a pill and just go to sleep forever. Famoose, you son of a bitches, like Jay-Z said in H to the Izzo. So yeah, there will be a playing field, and we will win. So I don't want people to start thinking doomsday and so on and so forth. It might get rough. I will go out on a leap of faith and tell people if they feel like there's doom and gloom and there's no hope, that they should get on the Esther and Bathsheba Trust, which is the 501c4 that Dr. Henda Henderson is presiding over. Anybody who wants to friend me, I'll give my information out again, but my name on Facebook is Black Smith. That's B-L-A-K Smith, like the regular Smith, and then Black Smith in parentheses, you know, after it, B-L-A-K again, Smith. But this time it's S-M-I-double-F, like Frank. In parentheses. So I'll give my name out, my information, if anybody wants to know how to contact the people and so on and so forth, so that you are sovereign and removed off of the 501c3 system, which includes your birth certificate, Social Security, and all those other identifications that has a number on it, which all mean something. And get at me after friending on Facebook, and I'll explain it to you I'll at least let you know how to get started in the process if that's what you feel you need to be doing.
Ashe, thank you for that, Brother Black. And you know, just from listening to the dialogue tonight and recalling what we've come up with, I think that would be a good idea for folks to do. Can you... does it cost to do something like that? Can you talk about the process?
No, but you have to go to Dallas, though. So
okay.
You have to pay the cost to get there and so on and so forth and lodgings. But no cost,
okay.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. All right. Well, for those who are listening on the phone, please push 1 if you have a question or a comment. If you're listening online, the number to dial in is area code 917-889-8059, 917-889-8059. Brother Black, we're going to take a break at the top of the hour, but I wanted to ask you this. Is there anything that we should be holding on to? I know we talked before about gold and silver,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of us are in an urban environment don't have a lot of that, especially when looking at having enough to sustain our families on. So what other avenues should we be, I guess, collecting or preparing for so that, you know, we get through this thing as easily as possible?
Okay, well, what I would tell people, you know, I mean, it's good to have gold and silver. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not trying to profess to be the know-all, end-all, be-all to everything that's going to happen in the near future. But I know as a whole, we are going to be okay. We need to survive. And, you know, as far as white supremacy is concerned, you know, they sometimes look at us and be like, oh, this guy is living in a neighborhood that we would consider a down neighborhood, but we see new cars everywhere, people wearing jewelry, you know, new clothes, Jordan, you know, things, you know, high-ticket items, you know, high-priced ticket items. But what I tell people is, if at all possible, do micro farming so that in the event that the food truck stops and so on and so forth, at least you have some vegetables and fruits and maybe even some small animals like rabbits and things like that. You know, learn how to hunt small game like possums and raccoons, you know, things like that if you have them in your environment, so that you don't have to bug out and start, you know, okay, well, them over there, they got a store, you know, with big fridges and stuff like that. We're going to loot them. And then, you know, now you're starting a war amongst your people. This is the time now for everybody to cooperatively and get together and share resources instead of saying, well, you know, like the story of the last couple and the, I don't remember, the story basically when the grasshopper wanted to play all summer, and then the winter came, he was freezing. He didn't work to save anything. Now he has to go ask the other animal for provisions because he didn't prepare for the cold for the winter. So that's what I tell people. Prepare. You know, I'm not trying to make anybody panic and, you know, they go run out and buy, you know, 20 gallons of water and, you know, all the seeds they can find. But prepare for the time because that time is near and you want to be, at least have a network of people that understand what we're talking about and are at least prepared mentally, if not physically, for what's to come. There will be, you know, when you start seeing white people really panicking is when you know it's really on and popping because of all that pomp and circumstance, all that driving nice cars and all this and that. How do you even know if you're going to have gasoline or oil to even put in your car?
Mm-hmm.
The oil market is crashing as we speak. You can't stop the technology. There's too many people out here who know how to create the technology. There's a guy named Keshi. We spoke about this the last phone call. Keshi K, like Karen, E like Edward, S like Sam, H like Howard, E like Edward, that took Nikola Tesla's technology and created a box that can power up enough energy for 30,000 people. And I think the box cost is about $200. So the energy is out there, you know, free energy. And once the energy becomes free, then the energy of the people can become free because you won't have to pay for that stuff. So that's what I tell people to look forward to instead of doom and gloom and so on and so forth. If you have a network of people you can cooperate with, and stay the course, you know, while all of this transformation happens, it can be transformative and it can be easy because the Argentina market crashed about maybe 15 years ago, maybe a little earlier than that, maybe 20 years ago. The Nigerian market just crashed, but these countries are set up in such a way that as long as there's food there, the people don't have to go crazy killing each other. So, you know, it's going to be a different thing here. We go through 6 months of winter. Thank God it's been a mild winter, but we're supposed to have a storm this weekend. It's supposed to drop a lot of snow. So what if at the same time that the market crashes, that the snow comes? What are you going to eat? Who are you going to rely on to feed? Who are you going to rely on to heat your plates up? You know, it's going to be upheaval, but we can make it if we have the the mindset to cooperate as opposed to, well, I got to get mine because he got it. And, you know, my family's cold and they over there chilling, so we're going to get them. No, it's time to cooperate. It's time to get along with people, put aside a lot of differences and, you know, at least tolerate each other. And maybe we can get along because it ain't going to be about how I feel about you or how you feel about me now. It's about survival. So this is the mindset people got to come up with. You know, no, none of this, you know, I got mine or you don't have nothing. And no, everybody has something to contribute. And it don't always have to be physical.
We're going to take our first caller for Brother Black. And I'm up 6029. Welcome to Sign of the Times. Who are we speaking with? I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah,
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to open up the caller, Brother Black. Talk is buffering. Black, please give out your contact information one more time, please.
Okay. That's Black Smith. That's BlackSmith. In parentheses, Black Smith, BlackSmith, like Frank. That's my Facebook page. If anybody wants to friend me and, you know, ask further questions or get a little more information on what I'm talking about, being very broad with what I'm saying now, and if you have specific questions that you can't get through or for whatever reason you don't feel like asking questions now, you can contact me there and you can at least have a conversation, maybe chat, you know, phone conversation, what have you. My blog, again, is www.black.black, that's B-L-A-C-K, 2, that's the number 2, Africa is A-F-R, I-K-A, no CD in it, I-K-A, .blogspot.com. Get at me and read a place. And, I prefer if you get at me on Facebook, if it's a very specific question, you can box me. And I'll get back to you hopefully within a day or two. And if you want to know the blog, I've been writing about a lot of the things that we've been talking about. There's so many things going on right now, so that's how you can get at me. Right now, the Puerto Rican government is being overtaken. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico is being overtaken by the United States government under the U.S. Treasury Department. So this is all about money. This is not about, this is all about resources, because money has to be backed by a resource. And if you know anything about Spanish, you know that Puerto Rico means nothing but rich port.
Exactly. Well, you know, I do know some preppers, and even though folks regard those kinds of people sometimes as being paranoid, you know, it's best to have, what is it, 2 in the hand and 4 in the bush.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 6 things. Like you said, making sure that we have water around, extra water around. Making
mm-hmm.
sure that, you know, we have candles and flashlights and batteries. I mean,
mm-hmm.
those are the kinds of things today, but, you know, we always had those kinds of things around the house. And now, like, we've been in survival mode, and this mode of being impressed, overly impressed, if you will, with materialistic things, that we don't regard those things as necessities anymore. So, you know, I would I do not want to be in a panic state. And if we don't prepare.
Yo, V, you came out real bad on me.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Hopefully it won't fade out again.
Yeah, I just said I just do not want to. Because usually when that happens, we end up turning on one another versus, you know, coming together. And we just can't afford for that to happen.
Yes, ma'am. I agree.
All right, Brother Black, I'm going to try to get this worked out in the studio. Thank you, everybody, for listening. You're listening online. 917-889-8059. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All right, man. Mm-hmm. Who said that? I agree. Mm-hmm. True. Yeah, but all that time, that wasn't our thing. That's a recent thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it don't have to be like that. Yeah, real talk. Well, from the way I see it, that ain't going to happen. This is what I feel is going to happen is like this. Yeah, no. Okay, all right. I'm going to rebut you when you're done.
Something for my God. Something for my godson Elijah and a little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. But don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need me. And I ain't trying to gash up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a cat.
All right, welcome back, y'all. It looks like we've lost our caller that was in queue, Brother Black. So we can go ahead and continue the dialogue from where we left off. You mentioned the importance of the 501c4 last time, too, and the 501c3. I'm really contemplating, I have a 501c3, a 501c3 private foundation, and right now I'm in the process of transitioning that organization. And so can you, you know, for those who may have missed the importance of or the difference of the 501c3 versus the 501c4, historically we go after 501c3s. So can you explain to the listeners, for those who may have missed it when you were on before, what's the difference between the 501c4 and the 501c3? Brother Black, you here? Brother Black? All right, Brother Black, I don't know if your phone is muted, but we cannot hear you.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Brother Black,
hello.
You here?
I'm back. Hello.
Okay.
Can
Did you hear
me?
My question?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
hello.
I was asking, could you explain to the listeners who may have missed it the first time, the last time you were on the air, and when you talked about the difference between the 501c3 and the 501c4? Can you talk a little bit about what the 501c4 is?
Okay, the 501c4 is called the Esther, like the name from the Bible, and Bathsheba Trust. Okay, administered by a world court judge named Dr. Hendo Henderson, who is now funding the government of the United States under the 501c4. The 501c3 is a registry to the Vatican, which runs the world basically through a guy named the Black Pope. Okay, the Pope that you see, you know, the one that was in New York last year, you know, touring the East Coast of last year, has already been convicted. He was put into place to replace the last Pope, because when the last Pope, it was discovered that he was a pedophile, and in fact, the head of the pedophile scandal running the world. Because all of the captains of industry, all of the billionaires and all that, in order to be kept honest, have to rape children. So he was removed because he has already been convicted. He's under house arrest. That's why you don't hear about him anymore. Okay, the new Pope, they put him into office because when that scandal was revealed, he was transporting children from Argentina to the Vatican so that they could keep that up. Okay, that's why he's been saying pray for me, and you know he rescinded the doctrine of discovery, which meant that any non-European non-Christians could be dominated. You know, the Vatican holds dominion over everybody because they're non-Christians, so they don't have Christian souls and they're considered heathen. So anything we do to you is considered okay under Christian doctrine because you're heathen. You know, you don't have a Christian soul. You're not going to heaven. So we can just, you know, roll over you and not have to pay any consequences. So that has been removed because the world reserve currency has, since the 1900s, since the early 1900s, was the dollar, and that has been removed. And the trio of power resides in the UK, which is the Fleet Street, which is in London, which is controls all the money, and then the Pentagon in DC, which is the military, and the Vatican, which is in Rome. So that's all been removed, and there's going to be different funds rolling out under different people, and the one that I'm talking about is the 501c4.
So, not that I'm going to hold you up to any of this advice, but I have a 501c3 private foundation.
Right.
I have anyway, and it's actually in the process of transitioning. So, should I reestablish it as a 501c4?
Yes, you do, but you have to be on that list that I was telling you about, and I'm going to talk about that offline with any of the people who contact me.
Okay.
Including yourself as well. I'm not, you know, it's not a secret or anything like that, but there's certain things you have to do and go through in order to get on.
Okay. Yeah, I went through the process of establishing the 501c3 myself.
When did you do that?
Our pro bono attorney. And it was definitely a process. Okay. Well, you know, I'm gonna do a little bit of research on that. And for those who are listening, please check out the Sign of the Times pages on Facebook and New Power Radio Network. And whatever information we come up with, we definitely will post it there. So, Brother Black, in conclusion, what things do you think are coming down the pike and that, you know, we can look to affirm or discount as far as, you know, what's really happening with our economy?
Is all being folded up. It's a wrap. Wrap it up. If you were to travel overseas, you wouldn't see that. Your dollar ain't worth nothing and nobody wants it. I mean, of course, if you go to a third world country, they'll still accept it because, you know, they're trying to just put together pennies and, you know, and dollars. But I mean, for the most part, you know, the system is broken. I mean, we remember last year when Greece was going through their crisis. I mean, that's still bubbling under the surface, but you know, you're not hearing about it because they're keeping everything covered up. You know, they're telling you the economy is recovering, this, that, and third, and we all know that's not true. You know, very few people have it to the point where, you know, they can ball out of control and all this and that. And I'm not talking about going out on a weekend and going to a strip club and spending $10, you know, making it rain in the club, you know, athletes. And stuff. I'm talking about regular, everyday folk, average Joe. Okay? So, you know, it's going to be rough. It's going to get rough before it gets better. But, you know, like I said, with cooperation, with love, and respect, and, you know, things like that, you know, people are going to make it, you know. So you have to look at it like that. You can look at it negatively or positively, but, you know, how you get down is how it's going to come out.
Ashe, please give your contact information one more time, Brother Black, so that the listeners can reach out to you.
All right, that's BLAK Smith. Once you put this SM in, it's going to come in, especially if you into the stuff that we're talking about and we have common friends. So that's BLAK Smith. And again, at the blog site is Black2Africa, BLACK2AFRIKA.blogspot.com.
Brother Black, I want to ask you one more question before I let you go. Now, for years, the U.S. has played the world's policeman, you know, kind of the savior of any, you know, war-torn, non-democratic country. And so are any of those countries in a position to assist in any way, or is it this just the fact that the United States is no longer backed by anything, so at the end of the day it's not going to matter?
Well, I mean, we have already let go Israel, and as far as the United States is concerned, who's messing with us? I mean, everybody is. I think there's 187 countries in the world. I mean, around that, let's say 190, round it up. So, if out of those 190, maybe 170 are signed on with the BRICS or the AIIB, which is the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, and it's already beating the brakes off the World Bank and the IMF. So, I mean, the United States signed a secret deal in 2013 because they knew this market was unsustainable. But you still have a Khazarian faction, a.k.a., you know, the so-called Jew, who's still fighting to keep control. And every day, as we see, you know, with the things that's happening in the world, they're slipping from into darkness. So, I mean, it's only a matter of time. It really started in earnest in 14, and it's just escalating and escalating. It's like, you know, it's like you fighting a bear, and, you know, you shot him, and he's still strong, but, you know, he's losing blood, and it's only a matter of time before he just lay down, you know, because he ain't got nothing in him no more.
Well, is there any information that folks can look up, like keywords or phrases that we should look for in the media that would, you know, be a point?
BRICS, that's B-R-I-C-S, A-I-I-B, the dollar is destroy, www.blacktoafrica.blogspot.com. Me, you, and just Yahoo. I mean, you know, they think they slick. They trying to hide it in all this nice word, flowery word shit and all this and that. It's a wrap. It's only a matter of time. So, you know, for those with eyes that see and ears that hear, you know, I mean, you don't have to actually know anything about being an economist or anything to see it actually happen. Once ships stop moving, how are you going to trade with anybody? If you break your leg and nobody knows it, how are they going to get to you?
That's true.
Nothing's moving. It's just going to die on the vine. And then, the thing to do is to cooperate and prepare for that and be ready with the new thing. That's
well,
all
I'm
you
ready.
Can do. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Get ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready. And hopefully, like, we'll continue to, you know, the law of attraction attract those who are of like-minded minds and spirit. And we can do this thing, you know, because we've been through worse as a nation
right.
of people. We've been way worse. So,
right.
you know,
I mean, we see what's happening in Flint. I'm sorry. Let me just say this real quick. We see what's happening in Flint, Michigan, and, you know, in other places, you know, Ferguson 2 years ago and so on and so forth. So people just got to get together, get off that bullshit and, you know, like, you know, get together. You know what I'm saying? What if it hit you tonight?
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to have a big snowstorm in the Northeast. It's been warm for the most part all winter. You know what I'm saying? So people ain't ready for that. You know, so what if it all happened at the same time? What are you going to do? We still ain't talking about solar flares and so many other things that we can't control. So, I mean, you know, if people on that bullshit, let them stay on it. You know what I'm saying? We got to get together and, you know, with the real people that really want to live and really see this shit, you know, get positive and forget all that, you know, nonsense. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's right, y'all. The time is now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brother Black. Well, thank you for joining us tonight. Sorry we had so much technical difficulties, but... We're working on that too.
We did what we were supposed to. We got it. We got the information out, and you know, those who know what time it is are going to do what they got to do.
That's true.
Right.
All right, y'all. Please reach out to Brother Black on Facebook. B L A K S M I T H. I call him the Economics Doctor, and I hope you don't mind, do you, Brother Black?
Well, if that's the case, you can have. Just call me Ed.
You too much. Uh-huh. Too much. Thank uh-huh. you, brother. We appreciate you.
Okay, then. We'll ride out to whatever tune you play in peace.
All right, y'all. Okay, we'll be here tomorrow with the Goddess Dialogues and on Friday with Brothers of the Sun. So don't be a stranger, Brother Black. You ain't got to call in only tonight. We'll hopefully see you tomorrow or Friday, too, okay?
Okay, I'll try to come in on Friday. Tomorrow I got something to do.
All right, that'll work. Okay, y'all, thank you, everybody. Thank you for your patience. I love y'all, and thank you for your support. And we will see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I'll talk to you.
I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life in stages. 10,000 people watching. We'll know now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly. Darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? Cause we're alone now, and I'm singing this song. Secrets of a true ruler withholding nothing. You came out in front when I was hiding.
Singing this song to you.